This is Sam Louie, psychotherapist and life coach, talking today about shame and the building block of shame and the difference between shame and guilt. First off, a lot of clients I see come from shame-based families, Asian American families, ethnic families, or even a lot of white families, believe it or not, come from shame-based environments where they're made to feel at their core, and this is the difference between shame and guilt, at their core, they feel like they are flawed, defective, and not lovable. That is how they inherently feel, based on a lot of experiences in childhood. One particular phrase that I think cuts to the soul of a person's, especially a child's heart, is this phrase, you're selfish. Whenever a parent or somebody in authority uses those two words and says you're selfish, it impacts them to a degree that it's still hard to understand why, but it makes sense. When you hear you're selfish for doing this, for thinking about yourself, for going into this particular career, you're selfish for dating this particular person as opposed to dating somebody we want you to date, it really helps foster a sense of powerlessness within that child. And then as he or she grows up, whenever they may make a decision, they can't really trust themselves because they really believe that they are selfish. And they may be reminded of that later on in life, regardless of age, by parents or even spouses. And this sense of shame is different from guilt, which is a little confusing because some people interchangeably use the two, but guilt is more external. It's an externalized value system where, let's say you've done something you're not proud of, you're embarrassed, you feel ashamed about, but it's guilt because you see it separate from who you are as a person. Whereas shame, and it could be the same event actually, let's say you've disappointed your parents doing something, didn't pass a test or aren't going into the career they would like you to, as opposed to experiencing disappointment as an external event, shame-based people will internalize it and feel they are the disappointment. They cannot separate the behavior from the self. And I was reminded of this in recent sessions where I've been seeing a lot of clients struggling with suicidality and self-esteem issues because they've come from families where this has been reiterated to them time and time again. So if you're noticing yourself receiving this message or possibly even giving this message, just recognize that this comes from your family of origin, but there is a way to process it and to be able to live in a healthier way. If you have any questions or emails, feel free to contact me. My website is samlouiespeaks.com. Once again, samlouiespeaks.com, and that will redirect you to my business line. Thank you.